Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Slava number five, your morning mess. Time for your favorite prank calls. It's Nacho's Revenge. Can we all say good morning to Brandon?
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good. We're good. What can we do for you?
I want to get back at my fiance Sandy. Basically, for lack of a better word, she's poisoning me and has
been.
What?
For a while.
What in the world? Do we need to call the police?
No, it's not. I don't know. Maybe. So here's what's happening. She has been absolutely wrecking my stomach with her cooking. She's not a bad cook, but she likes spicy food. And I just can't handle it. Like, my stomach is just a mess. Anytime I eat anything spicy, it's bad side effects. I start sweating if I eat, you know, Sour Patch Kids at the movies, okay?
You might need a doctor, but...
Right. Okay. What part of Mexico is she from?
She's not. But she just has an affinity for that kind of food, which is great. When we go out, fine. She gets her spicy stuff. I get my stuff.
Work.
But she does most of the cooking at home because, like I said, she is a pretty good cook. But she just keeps sneaking something spicy in it. She thinks I just don't eat enough spicy food, and that if I eat more of it, then it will have less of an effect on me. But I've been this way my whole life. It's just one of those things. Like, I just can't take it.
It's who
and
you
so
are.
So she'll make dinner. Yeah, exactly. It's who I am on the inside, literally.
Oh, God.
And she'll sneak it in. Like, she'll make a whole dinner, and then, like, the rice will be super spicy, and I'll take a bite, and it'll be like, and it just kills me.
Okay, so she's trying to poison you.
She's trying to poison me. She thinks it's for my own good.
So there's really a toilet paper shortage up in your crib.
Ew!
We stocked up beforehand. Listen.
Oh, gosh.
But I want to prank her, okay?
Okay, what are you thinking of?
I want to scare her, honestly. I want her to be legitimately scared. If you guys could call up, say you're my doctor, and that I had blood work done, and it's really bad, and that you think it might have something to do with what I've been eating, and maybe like the spice level in my food, and that my stomach is seriously shot, and that, you know, I'm going to have to be eating like purees for the rest of my life or something. Make it sound really drastic and dramatic.
I love playing Dr. Nacho Chavez. I love these. All right. I'm going to call her as your physician. I'll tell her that she's killing you.
Yeah, and make it like a really long recovery time. Like I'm going to be bedridden for years or something.
You know? My gosh.
I want her to freak out because she needs to stop doing this to me. It's not fun.
Okay.
I don't like it.
We got this. All right. All I need is Hot Sauce Sandy's number, and we will prank her this morning and ruin her morning and make her think that she is killing her man, okay?
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Hold on right there. We got your favorite prank call up next. Nacho's Revenge with the Morning Mess. It's the Morning Mess. We're back at it with your favorite prank calls, Nacho's Revenge. We talked to Brandon Needs Revenge on his lady Sandy this morning. Nicknamed her Hot Sauce Sandy. Brandon, she's trying to kill you, brother.
Yeah, she is, man. She's been trying to kill me for years.
Hold on. The problem is she feeds you spicy food, okay? Right? Like,
she feeds me spicy food. Like, this is the perfect Nacho's Revenge, by the way. Like, this is, we're going to get her.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Now, I feel you on this, Brandon. Now, here's the thing. I wish I could eat spicy food. I don't like spicy food as well. But your lady doesn't care. She serves you spicy food. It upsets you.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to kill me one of these days.
I'm so sorry.
So, collectively with you, we came up that I'm going to be Dr. Nacho Chavez. I'm going to be your physician. Call up your lady and let her think that all the cooking and the spice has really got you messed up and she's slowly killing you.
All right, let's do it.
Ready? Here we go, y'all.
Hello?
Hola, may I speak to Sandy, please?
This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. This is Dr. Nacho Chavez. I'm Brandon's physician. Do you have a moment?
Doctor who?
Doctor Nacho. Nacho with two U's, last name Chavez, no S.
Okay. I'm sorry, you're Brandon's doctor?
Yes, I'm his physician. Do you have a moment or three?
Of course.
Okay, so listen. May I be Frank instead of Nacho for a moment?
Oh my God.
Okay.
I've been practicing medicine for 24 years and I've never seen anything like this.
Oh God.
Okay, I don't know what's going on right now, but...
Well, I mean, there was that one patient with the Clorox, but we can talk politics later. So listen. Sandy, your man has been diagnosed with spiceromophobic andrium.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about right now, what kind of doctor you are, but...
I'm his physician.
My fiancé is fine. He's perfectly healthy.
He is not, and it's your fault.
I can tell you right now, doctor.
You can tell me nothing. I'm a doctor and you're not. I did not go 13 years in school to get this title. So listen, in speaking to him about his diet and you ignoring the warnings and him pleading with you to stop cooking with all that spice, my goodness, woman, are you even Mexican?
Okay, I don't know if you even have a medical license. I'm not Mexican.
I'm looking at it right now. They spelled it wrong. They put it with three O's. Don't question me. I'm not playing with you, Hot Sauce Sandy. The only species on Earth that can take all that much heat from the kitchen is Mexicans. So listen, I want you to prepare your selfish tongue for what's ahead.
I don't really know what you're talking about. I don't know if this is a joke, but I see
this is not a joke. This is a condition. Spiceromophobic andrium.
Well, I've never heard of it, and doctors are wrong about this. Like, spice is actually good for your heart and lowers your blood pressure, and it can prevent cancer, and it's good for you. So any good doctor would know that.
What?
I don't know where you got your medical license, but...
From Harvard. Okay, so this is the procedure. We're going to have to close off his belly button. It's because he has an innie. If he had an outie, it would be okay. Because it's like having your own little door that's locked up all cute. But he has an innie, so we're going to have to solder that up, okay? Because the hot sauce has to be contained. The little seeds got contained in there that made inflammation and jacked up all the linings.
Okay, I don't know what's going on
okay,
here,
that's the first procedure, okay?
My fiance is fine.
The second procedure will also be building him a second stomach. He will have two stomachs. We're going to install it. We have a rebate. So don't worry about it. We're thinking on using a Mexican goat's stomach lining. So one stomach will be for regular, normal food, Ms. Hot Sauce Sandy, and the second stomach will be for your meals.
All right. I'm beginning to think this is a joke.
It's not a joke. What is your problem? I'm not playing with you right now, Sandy. Your man has spiceromophobic andrium.
God.
Your man is going to have two stomachs, okay? But you have to make sure you flip the switch before he eats or he's a goner.
I'm not going to stop giving him spice.
Why are you so selfish? That's the big question. Were you born this way? It's a trait?
No, I want him to be happy. I want him to be healthy. I just, like, he hasn't told me anything about this. I guess
Yes, he has. Why are we going to lie in your name? What are we doing? He tells you he don't like spices to take it down. He wants it about a 3. You have it about an 8. 8 take away 3 is a 5. Let's communicate here. What are we doing here?
He has said that.
Relationships are based on communication. He's communicating with you that he does not like spicy food. Is there a type of food that you don't like, Hot Sauce Andy?
You're right. I am selfish. I like spicy food myself.
Okay.
I really do.
Well, what if you had to eat bland food all the time? Then what? Would you like it? Would you like it? Would you like it?
I wouldn't like it. I think you're right. I wouldn't like it. I don't know what to say.
You're a bad person. That's all that happened. You're a bad person. Who's a bad person? Sandy's a bad person. Yes, you are.
I'm never going to give him spicy food again.
Bad, Sandy. Bad. Put down the Cholula. Put down the Tapatio. Put down the Jalapeno. Put down salt at this point. Listen.
I feel like I'm going to throw up right now because I feel really upset.
That's how your man's been feeling. Now you know how he feels. How do you like that, hot sauce, Sandy? So where do you want the switch? His right nipple or his left nipple? We can actually make it a push button starter. What do you want to... Beep, boop, boop, boop. Those are the sounds it makes. Where do you want it?
I don't know what you mean by switch.
I can't. Sandy.
What is going on?
We have to let you know you're actually live on the radio now, Sandy.
Oh my God.
Brandon's on the line. He put us up to this. Brandon, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
I bought a blender on Amazon while we were talking to all the shows.
Sweet girl.
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.